Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Tonight, and hopefully we'll get a lot of questions answered for you all and help us to, you know, just understand the child support system better.
Amen. We have a special guest in the studio on tonight, so I'm really excited. One of the things I want to make mention, and I want you all to know if you're listening in, and I know how people have a tendency to say, well, the show's an hour, so I'm going to catch it through the middle of the show, or I'm going to call in about 15 minutes. Well, I'm letting you know, you could call in 15 minutes, but you may not get your questions answered. Our special guest has set aside on their calendar to give us about 15 or 20 minutes of some hard facts in reference to the child support system. So if you want to get some questions answered, we normally do that towards the end of the show, but for this special show, we're going to do it in the beginning. So in the first 15 or 20 minutes of the show, that's going to be the time where we're going to take questions. Again, if you're listening in the studio live, all you have to do is dial 1 on your dial pad, and that'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment. If you are listening in via the internet, unfortunately, you would not be able to ask questions. You would have to call into the studio in order to get your questions answered. And that number is area code 646-721-9678. Again, 646-721-9678. Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead, and I want to not to delay. I'm so excited. I'm glad that we were able to get our child support specialist. And so I'm going to welcome her to the studio. And Bertha Young, are you in the studio?
Yes, I am, Coach D, and I'm very honored to be on your show tonight. You and Minister LaDon are just very special to me. So I'm here to answer as many questions as I can during the time period. I've been a child support specialist for 20 years, and so I just want to answer some of the basic questions that maybe we can, you know, eliminate some of the confusion about applying for child support and the process as they go through it.
Great. Well, I'm excited. So I think what we're going to start off the first thing is because I think there's a connotation that comes with child support. It's such a negative thing. When people hear child support, the first thing people do is it brings anger, and people get bitter, and it comes with a lot of negative stigmatism. So first of all, we know people file child support, but really, what is child support? What is the real purpose for child support?
Well, that's a great question, because what is for it, as it says, is child support, is to assist a parent in providing needs, basic needs for the child. And basic needs mean really the roof over their head, the clothing, the food, transportation back and forth to school that a mother might have to do, or a father. Also, some of the things where parents put their children in special needs type situation, it assists the parent in doing those type of things also. And one thing for sure is that if the parent is getting child support for a long period of time, hopefully that they're able to put some of the money aside for college and things like that. Because basically in California, child support is only good till the child is 18. And if it's any longer, it would only be if a judge has put it in a divorce order to say that the child is to get child support in California till they're 25 or 26 or whatever. But there are some states that get it all the way through until somebody stops it.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So there are, you know, it depends on your state. California has pretty set rules, as in 18, unless a judge tells it different in a divorce order or an order that a parent has gotten on their own. So it is really trying to get in staying actively involved once you get an order, and also staying actively involved to get the order for child support and paternity. And that means a lot.
Well, that's going to be my next question. So now that we've established what the purpose of child support, and we do understand that everybody have different needs. Some people, you know, may really need this to get from month to month, and then some people may just, it could really be something that's set aside for the child for future use, college, whatever those things are. What's the first, I guess what I need to go back to is, so from the time someone decides that they believe that child support is something that they want to file, what is that? And I know each state varies, so those that's listening in, we do have people that's listening in globally from different states. These are some basic information you're going to get. A lot of this is based on the state of California. However, I still believe that you could get some good nuggets that will at least have you to ask the right questions in your state of residence. So what would be the first process? Do they have to go into the office? Is it something that's done online? How does someone initiate child support?
You can apply online in California. And most of the states have it where you can go online and just apply. But they make it simple like that, so that way you don't have to – you can do it in the comfort of your own home. And that is something that has been quite helpful to reduce the packed lines in the office, someone doing it online. And it gets to our office within 24 hours, and they call to make sure they have received it and make sure that it's nothing else that they need to do, you know, to push that application a little further. So online is really the best, and they can apply up under turbocourt.com. That's one website, and the other is just Googling child support, L.A. County child support. And it comes up like that and gives you all the different divisions. So those two ways are the best way. And you can ask, you can call in and ask for someone to mail you out an application also.
So you're saying that you really don't. So the file, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Minister Ladon.
Definitely.
I think we're going to kidnap you.
For those of our listeners who are listening in, we only have our expert for a short time. So if you have any questions before she has to run off, please dial 1 on your dial pad so that you can ask your questions now, take advantage of the information while it's before you. But one of the questions that I want to ask is there ever a time where you shouldn't file child support or it's unwise to file child support?
Yes, there is one. There is one that comes right off the top of my head. And that is if you're receiving any type of, cash aid, and say, for instance, the person, mother or father, who's paying child support is paying a significant amount, and the Department of Public Social Services only giving the parent maybe $500 a month. I don't really know what the amount is now for one child. But the father or mother is paying in child support, $1,000 and some dollars. It doesn't make sense to get the welfare money when you have a person who is paying child support at that dollar amount. So that's just off the top of my head. There's a lot of people that do that and don't understand why they can't get both of them.
Wow, that's interesting. Information.
Mm-hmm. So it makes it makes it quite difficult for them to understand when they call in. You mean my money's been going to the welfare department? Well, that little fine print when you go to the welfare department, Department of Public Social Services, you waive your rights to any money that may come to you when you accept their money. So you got to pay it. Sometime when you are in a situation that requires I need help now and you don't even think about reading that fine print, you just simply sign on the dotted line.
Wow.
And so the welfare department is separate from us, and the minute you go to them for any assistance, they send us over a request to open up a case. And that's when we're up under guide. All the cases that we get, over 400 per person per day,
then we're like on a time. You know, you got to get this, try to get this order right away. You got to get the all the proof of who makes what and where they work and all those type of things. And the application has to be about maybe 10 pages long because they ask you all your information. So then we got to get everything from the other parties and have it all stacked, put together and verified, so when the commissioners look at it, they can say, okay, everything has been done and the dollar amount is correct, but that's based on getting proof from a job that the person who's going to pay makes that kind of money and can afford to pay that kind of money. So it's not good to file if you got a person who's paying a decent amount and you're going to get maybe $500 from the welfare department, but the person who's paying is paying over $1,000 or something a month, or are they paying $650 a month, $750, anything over the amount, you shouldn't even think about filing.
Wow, that's some good information. Good information.
Yeah,
so,
I hear that a lot.
And
so,
you know, another question.
Go ahead. We are trying to pull it out 15
Coach
minutes,
D.
But this is so good. This is great information.
I know. Coach D, this thing on child support is really a hot topic because there's so many people today in need of assistance to get their children through school, just bare necessity, you know what I mean? Where they might not want us in a position to buy the $200 shoes, but at least they can go to Payless or JCPenney's and get something that's nice. But because so they need the money now, and that's another thing is the patience, because it's almost like if you don't stay calling in and checking on your case, you end up case just going on for 8-9 months because they get so many cases in every day.
Wow. So I want to, so that's I'm gonna that question right there you just said, I want to ask that because a lot of people just file their paperwork and then they just wait. And we have a habit, not just with child support, but with anything. I know a lot of people, you ask, you know, doctor's appointments, they're waiting for somebody to call back. They're waiting. They're not persistent. They're not aggressive. And so a lot of people file child support. They sit it there and then they get mad at child support because they're wondering why they're not getting their money or why nothing's going on. Tell us, what do people have to do? Do you just fill it out and be still and wait to, and wait and take a number?
Well, absolutely not. When you complete your application, you definitely want to be the person who you are the main contact when you fill out your application. You're the person who knows everything about the case. We know nothing. We rely on you to call us and say, you know, tell me what the next process is. Tell me where my application is at this point. And then you allow 7 to 10 days and you call back and say, did that get completed? You know, has that process been done? If we say it's going to be, you know, it's a 20-day business day process, you want to make sure you write on your calendar in red, a big X, I need to call the child support office to make sure it got done, or speak to someone to tell me why it hasn't gotten done. But you never, ever, you never, ever, ever sit back and wait for us to call you. The demand for us is far greater in trying to help everybody, in which we cannot do. So when you call in, you make us stop and bring first-hand attention to you.
Wow, great. Now, we got some callers. I mean, with that, I guess that pushed the button because we got some callers. So I'm going to take the first caller and second caller. We'll be right with you. But the first caller, area code 323, last four, 3359. Welcome to Woman, you're live.
Hi, my name is Kirk Watts, and I'm calling in to ask a question about a friend of mine who's going through child support problem right now. And he, I guess the girlfriend is saying that she have custody of the kids and she asking for this much amount of money every month, but he think it's child support, but I told him it's not really child support unless he really go down there and check and have he been serving paper. So I don't know what else
and,
to tell him.
And, you know, and that is very true. If he has not been served anything to tell him how much they're asking or the person, the individual is asking for the dollar amount, then he can call himself to see if there's any case open on him. He would know right away, you see?
Yeah.
And the thing is never to – you should always address what you think is a giant in your life. You probably find out that it's actually a midget.
Right.
Okay? And so you did give him good information, but just for me to call and tell you that I got these children and I want child support of $2,000 a week from you. And you haven't gotten served any papers or anything saying that you know, anybody can do that.
Yes, yes.
Anyone can do that. But it's up to us to be proactive, if you will, and call and find out, you know, is there a child support case on me? And if it's not, then maybe, you know, the parties can work together and say, well, I'm able to give you X amount of dollars every week to assist you, and that way you don't have to try and open up no case.
Yes.
But you did tell him right. If he hasn't been served anything, or maybe they gave a wrong address to do it without him knowing about it.
Yeah, I told him to go check it out and find out for sure, though.
But he can definitely just call and they will let him know, or we'll let him know if there's a case open against, you know, against him and what the stage is at, and what he would need to do. Basically, if it's too much for him, he can take his check stubs in and simply let them work out what the dollar amount would be for the however many children is involved and all the other things that he have going on in his life.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to pass the word on.
Please do.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Caller, area code 313, last four, 1178. Welcome to Woman, you are live.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I have a question about a friend of mine. My friend was served child support papers for a child that he didn't even know he had. So he did take a paternity test. Turns out the child was his. And, you know, consequently, they did set him up on child support. My question is, he's been wanting to know for the longest time, how does he go about, number one, trying to, because the amount that they're taking out of his check is too much, basically. He wants to know, is there a way around that, and how does he, is there a way for him to get in touch with the mother of the child, because he has no idea, like, where she is, where she lives, none of that. They didn't give him any of that information, so he's just kind of floating out in the wind there. So,
great,
is there
question.
Any way? Yeah.
One, the answer to the question of getting to know where she is and the child, he sends in a request, not a request, but he sends in a letter and asks for the case manager to please forward it to the mother. And he puts on there things as then, I would like to see my child, or, and you know, if they are able to talk back and forth with each other, would you please call me or have the child to call me? And then the case manager will send that letter to the mother of the child. The other way is that he can download custody papers and see about getting so much custody, which means that, you know, he would have the child maybe in the summertime because they can work out something where he would be able to spend time with his child like that, which eliminates some dollar amount on child support. And the last part is if he got back in court to say that he wants the dollar amount to be adjusted based on his income, and that can go either way. Maybe his income is more than what he, you know, more, but it would only be determined by judge or commissioner for him to get it reduced. But he can go up under turbocourt.com and see if that's going to change. It's got, you know, to change it to reduce it, but that's how he would get that done.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
And tell him to pursue anything like that, okay, because that is to his advantage.
I will. I will definitely relax.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, caller. We appreciate your call. Okay, we have another caller. And, again, we only have about our guests. Unless we could talk her in, but we got about 5 more minutes. This is so good. I mean, I'm just like, woo! You know, people don't realize this information. I mean, you can't get this kind of information. So our next caller is area code. Uh-oh, did they drop? I think the caller dropped. Again, if you have questions, if you've already asked a question, please dial 1 on your dial pad. So that'll take you out of the queue so that we won't get you confused and think you're a new question. And we would have no way of knowing if you have a new question if you stay in the queue. So, again, if you've already asked your question, dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll take you out the queue. And then if you have another question, dial 1 again. It'll bring you back into the queue. So I guess our other call dropped. But so we got, like I said, a couple of more minutes. But, gosh, this has been so much information. Minister LaDon, do you have any more questions for our guests?
Awesome.
So one of the questions I want to ask, because when we first opened the show, you said that child support is really for the basic needs of the children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm one of those single moms. I've raised my kids by myself, and my child support was extremely minimal, did not get paid except every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, I have to admit I feel some type of way when I see that you know, there's these people who, especially like, you know, basketball players or whatever, and the women are filing for child support and they're getting like $17,000 or, you know, something that's really exorbitant and just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just saying it. At that point in time, is it really for the basic needs or is it for the lifestyle of the mom?
And I understand that. Actually, the best way I can explain that is the lifestyle that the individuals have been accustomed to.
Got it.
All right. And when you look at that, that's from the not the rich, not just the rich, but the wealthy. Also, you know what I mean? All the way down to the poor. Okay. You know, and that's so, in other words, you know, if I'm working for McDonald's, as one of the things was on, the guy had about 9 children and was working for McDonald's. He was paying $1 and something for a child and 50 cents for some. Well, he couldn't afford anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the sad part about that, Minister LaDon, is that when there's a person trying by working for McDonald's, you know they really trying. They just happen to be the person who just did not be responsible enough to protect themselves to not have children by different 9 different women, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Then you say, well, they really trying because they working. But they just don't make any money to pay a significant amount of child support, but they're paying.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, that's where it comes into us being responsible, you know, as individual ladies and not just, you know, taking for face value the person when, you know, we just don't know. And that's what happens sometimes. We have a lot of I've seen a lot of cases like that where the person's working, they've taken 50% of their earnings for, you know, 5 to 7 to 9 children that they have, and they're only 40 years old.
Yeah.
I have a question.
The wealthy ones, you know, they can pay because, you know, they're NBA and NFL and, you know what I mean?
Wow. That's good to
know. I have a question.
And, you know, you jumped in on my other question, so I'm going to keep on.
Okay.
How cute.
I'm sorry. I'm backing up, Minister LaDon.
you go ahead. I'll hold my question.
Okay. So, look.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you. So let's say we have, and of course I want people to know, just a disclaimer, that we have fathers that's getting child support as well. So male, female, this is not really about gender. When I'm speaking, ask questions, I'm asking them as a female, but I can as well be a male. But let's say you got this male and he has 5, 6, 8 kids, okay? And so let's say he got these 8 kids and maybe some of them are grown now. Maybe one of the grown ones, their mother filed child support. And so he got all this back child support. How does that affect the younger ones coming up if their mom filed child support? Because in essence, would it kind of be like get in line with the rest of them?
Well, that's a great question because it happens so often. In the event that person's in that situation, I always suggest them to talk to the mother or the person who has the older child that's adult now, and maybe they owe $50,000 and they can work something out with that person if they're not still mad at them. I'm not doing anything. They're going to pay me my $50,000. I am not helping him do nothing. That's his own, you know, problem. He got other children. He knew he had this responsibility, and I raised my child by myself, and I want my money back. So then he doesn't have any way to go other than to come to us and ask for us to reduce the dollar amount because he has 5 other children that are under 18 years old that he's trying to pay for. And they do help out a lot in that situation. I see that a lot. Where they reduce the amount where maybe he'll only be, and it's not to his advantage, but maybe he'll only be paying $150 a month as opposed to $500 a month, you know what I mean, toward the person who's adult now. And then he can give the other children some type of assistance from there. But that was a great question because that's all.
Is there ever a time that child support is denied to the custodial parents because the custodial parent is financially stable or well off?
We don't skip your question. I'm just playing.
if the parent who has the child, I have not seen where only way I've seen is the way where they say, you know, the court ordered 50-50 custody, joint custody, and no child support.
Okay.
The court ordered in a divorce or something, basically that's what I've seen. But when it comes down to I have my child and, you know, the baby is 5 years old and the other party is working and able to pay to assist me, then I have not seen it not be, you know, accept the application to get a dollar amount for help.
Okay. All right.
But if the judge orders 50-50 joint custody and no child support, then there's no money exchanged because the baby is here 6 months and he's with you 6 months and nobody pays.
Okay. Well, Minister LaDon, did you have some more questions? Audience, this is our last call. This is our last call for questions. So, again, if you have any questions, Feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question for our guest. She has given 20 years of expertise as it pertains to child support. This is normally stuff that we ask our friends, we ask a neighbor, we ask somebody down the street, and we get everybody's opinions, which may not even be how the system works. So today you have someone with the 20 years of experience that has been in the child support system, working it and understand the system of it. This is a great opportunity that you don't get often to be able to ask all those questions that you asked or got answers to that you didn't, you know, that you weren't sure if they were really the right answers. Amen. So this is the time. Again, we just really appreciate our guest for just being willing to take up her time to be on the show and give us answer these questions, which has really been very informative. And we'll make sure that for those of you who've missed part of the show, please feel free to go back and listen to the archive a little later to just hear the information, because it is on tape where you can keep playing it back and keep listening to the answer.
And Coach D and Minister LaDon?
Yeah.
I wanted to say that thank you for keeping it basic, because there are some really in-depth things when it comes to individual filing an application, because they're each one is unique and each situation is unique. And just know that based on, you know, some people already have their order. They already know how much it's supposed to be, but the guy doesn't make as much to be able to afford the dollar amount. And just don't give up. You know that you are the beacon light for your child to be able to give them direction. So you want to be that person who stays in there with that situation to make sure there's something for the child in the future. So you just want to always know that the starter kit is what we're sharing with some basic information tonight.
All right. I think this is probably, of course, one of our last questions, but my question is, when a child support case is closed by the Department of Child Support Services, do they still continue to collect the what was owed that the custodial parent never received, or do they just close everything altogether?
When we close a case, it's because it's paid in full.
Oh.
But if, in fact, the child is 18 years old and is still, $50,000 owed, and I'm just using it as an example, then the person who has the child keeps getting the money until it's paid in full. So, but if it's paid on time as it should be, then it will close automatically when the child turns 18 or graduate from school in June. That's how that basically works, long as nothing's owed.
Okay, and so if there are funds that are still owed, then they don't continue to collect monthly funds, but they keep the account open for what was previously uncollected, correct?
Actually, if your amount that you're paying is $300 a month, and these are example dollar amounts, and there's $50,000 owed, then the $300 will continue to come to you until the $50,000 is paid in full.
Got it. And you know you hit my number, $300.
Really? Wow.
Interesting. Mine was $300 for three girls per month.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And that tells me off the top that, either you never ask for a review, because you can do a review once a year to see if he made more money to change it to a higher amount, or he went in and got it to where this is what I make, this is what it is, and I can't do any more, which y'all please check it for me. And those are the two, because every year you can have it reviewed to see if it can be increased.
Got it. And I did not check for the review. I had no idea, you know, that I
could. Wow.
And up until, like, 2 years ago, with my youngest daughter, I finally went in, had them readjust the child support payment. It's still not being paid, but at least it's readjusted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they collected, they collected. The girls are older, but I just, for me, I felt like there was so much stuff that they weren't able to do,
mm-hmm.
based upon my limited income. And I'm like, okay, we both decided to have these children, and so we both need to make sure that they're taken care of. So whatever comes through, if something should ever come through, of course, you know, the girls will have something.
And what's good about you not closing your case? Because most people get frustrated. Oh, I'm sick of seeing 25 cents every 6 months to 9 months. Well, you never know. He might hit a lottery. And you see it, I see it all the time, where they play the lottery and they, you know, they work for, do the yards or whatever, and we never can get them, but they play the lottery. And then when they hit a lottery, we get it. And then when they file an income tax, we get it. But in the meantime, that $300 a month is adding up and it doesn't go away. So maybe he inherits some property when something happens. And it's got to be changed over into his name for him to get the benefit from it. And then the money comes in a lump sum.
Wow.
Then they call and they want us to, can you wipe it out? Because I'm trying to get this house. And then they won't give it to me because child support is showing on my report. And can you all stop this? No, we can't stop anything. You have to pay your
$50,000. Wow.
Now, I want to ask a quick question because I know the time is ticking, and I want to respect. We do have a caller that's got a question, but before I let the caller on, I just want to make sure if that's okay or how we doing on time, because I just want to make sure that we're respecting, you know, your time. And by the way, everyone,
mm-hmm.
Bertha Young, this is my auntie, and I'm just so glad that she was willing to come on and share again her expertise.
Absolutely.
But I just want to respect your time. We do have another caller. Are you willing to, are you able to take that question?
Yes, niece, let's do that.
Okay. So caller, area code 702, last four, 1288. You are live on Woman to Woman.
Hi, ladies. How are you? This is Leona.
Hi, Leona.
Hi, Leona.
How you doing, Coach D?
I am great.
Good. My question is, my last son is 10, and I didn't file child support on the guy because I didn't want to have that attachment there. But when the judge asked me when I got the custody, full custody of him, what did I want it? And I asked the judge if I can get for him to pay the medical, which the judge did grant the medical, and child support was collecting that money for the medical. And I happened to get a letter like 4 months ago that said that I actually took that person off for child support, period. So I was wondering, like, you know, I never did that. So I immediately went down to the office and I talked to someone there, and I come to find out that the guy, my son's father, was actually dating one of the administration ladies in the child support, and she actually took it out the system completely for him. So what do you do when there's a situation like that?
Whoa.
You write what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
You reapply, and you tell him you want it back. You want it retroactive because you never requested for your case to be closed.
Okay.
And you bring attention. It's like they say, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Mm-hmm.
You bring attention to your situation because we can make false accusations. You know, like I can say, you owe me $1,000. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And until I prove how you owe it to me, you know, it's just a statement.
Right.
But I can get
court. When I talked to the lady, I did get the information that it was somebody higher up that he was really dating, and she went in and did that. So I just wanted to know, like, the steps to take.
Well,
I mean,
you definitely was right. Yeah. You definitely would write and you reopen your case and you say I want my case reopened and I want it retroactive because I never I never closed it. There was a situation back in 15 years ago where this lady was trying to protect the father of her child. So she would call in, and this is for an example for you with the names. She would call in and she'll say, Snoop Dogg is my child's father. Well, Snoop Dogg didn't reply and said, I'm not DNA. I'm not the baby daddy, okay? DNA say Snoop Dogg's not the daddy. Okay, then she call in. She say, Ice Cube is the daddy. You know, Ice Cube responds, and I'm not DNA. I'm not the dad. And they eliminate that one. Well, come to find out, she was trying to hold on because this guy had told her he would marry her, you know, if she didn't do it. And he married another lady. And she called back crying. You know, but she was naming all these people, sending them through everything. If one of those guys had not responded by writing, not right. talking, but by writing and asking for a review, then they would have been given a dollar amount to pay for a child that's not theirs. So it's the talk is not good. It's the right, even if you write one or two lines. My point is number one, I never asked to close my case. Point number two, I want my case retroactive from the date of that. Point number three, I want child support, da 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 da. Who should call me? I would expect a call in 10 days or less. You know what I mean? You don't have to write no 10-page letter. Just point, you know, facts.
Okay.
You know, facts. You know, he's dating Susan Rice, who's the Obama administrator of da-da-da-da-da, and that's who closed my case. I never asked for it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Thank you.
Do it just direct, and I believe you'll get an answer within 10 to 15 business days.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're awesome. So welcome.
Awesome. Wow, it's amazing to hear some of the different things, the different cases or different situations that people do on this. I mean, that's just something else. But we have come towards the end of our, look, an hour goes pretty quick. We have actually come towards, we got about 10 more minutes left in the show, and this has just been dynamic. And I think that somewhere down the line, we need to do this show again and just really have enough time to promote it and get it out there for people to really know.
Mm-hmm. I
have
agree.
Because have their questions preset ahead of time.
Right.
Yeah, that would
because
be great.
It's helpful. It's really helpful. I mean, even hearing it from me, because remember, I was saying I never filed it. My son's getting ready to be 15. Never filed it. Just never. I just never was that. You know, I just felt like for me, it just wasn't. It was like, oh, I would rather for there to be a relationship. And oftentimes, there's a negative thing with child support. But then you find that you're trying to push relationship and just be there and just do what you can do to help, and then the person don't. Now you feel like you're pushed in the corner to do the child support. But for me, I'm just going to be very transparent. For me, my thing is that if I got to lay all my business on the line and just put all this stuff about me and have somebody that deep into my what I feel like is my personal business, I'm rethinking it because I'm not sure that I want child support in my business. I'm not sure I want to be involved. I don't know if I want to be married to them like that. And so that's been my thing. My dilemma is like, wow, do I even want to get them involved in my life like that? But then tonight, your call and the various things that been said, the rewarding thing about this is, whether you ever get anything in this time, if it's there somewhere down the line, it could be a situation where somebody hits the lottery, anything, and that child, not me, because I'm doing fine, but that child could benefit from that. So that's something I would probably reconsider just because of that part right there.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to point out is that, especially with you, the comment that you just shared, Coach D, is that I think a lot of people get the Department of Public Social Services and the Department of Child support services
mixed up.
Mixed up and confused.
Yes.
Because, of course, the Department of Public Social Services, they are, when they get into your financial situation, it is really because we want to know if you really need this. And when it comes to child support, it's totally different how they
help
you in your financial situation.
Right. Very well put.
It, and the
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I said, okay, that's it, because I think I kind of lump them all together.
Yeah. They're different. They're totally different.
Absolutely.
And the second point I want to make, you know, we didn't have enough time to promote this show because we were talking last week on the phone, Coach D and I let her know I received a check.
Woo-hoo!
And I said,
$1.12?
Oh my God! No, it was not $1.12. It was $1.78. So, so I started laughing. I said, "Well, you know what? Something's better than nothing." And she was like, "Well, way to be positive." But I love how you brought out, you know, keep the cases open.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get frustrated with the when the money comes through, because if there's any money to be collected, it will eventually come. So, you know, those are a couple things I wanted to throw out there.
And Minister LaDon and Coach D, you always want to, you know, if it's just coming like you just said, then you want to check and you want to call in maybe every 2 months. I'm just checking my balance. I want to know the status of my case. You know, what is actually being done to enforce it now? Is there any active employer showing? When was the last wage assignment sent out for it? You know, things like that. Just questions that may come up about, you know, the other person. What are we doing to get that case actively enforced? You know, and so that keeps the computer knowing this person is calling in maybe every 2 or 3 months just to check. You know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's just good to do. It's just good to do, always.
That's awesome to find out. And I you know, I will go online because I did set up my account online so I could go in and check it out every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And I will call because when I received that, you know, I received notification that I had a check for $1.78, so I contacted them because I was like, $1.78 is, you know,
very
is,
good.
There's something being collected at this time, you know, and just walk through the process with them because I didn't know.
And that's good you called, because even going online, it's just not as we're there like 7 in the morning. So even if you were called at 7:15 and said, I'm just checking the status of my case, I got a check, just wanted to know if there's a job now, will it get more since the job is, you know, well, yes, it'll be more since the job is, but, you know, you just ask basic questions, and we clock it, and they know that you're always actively checking by calling in early in the morning, and you're done with it. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So it's great talking with you, ladies. I'm going to have to excuse myself and let you all go on. Like you said, the time is almost up.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And thanks for the wealth of knowledge and information. And I love you, and thank you so much. This has really been a great show.
Love you both, and have an amazing rest of your evening.
You too. Love you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we just want to thank our listening audience for tuning in on tonight. Man, I tell you, I'm full. Shows like that always, I love it, because – bringing vital information to the community, bringing information to people so that people can make informed decisions. A lot of times we don't make decisions out of ignorance or assumption, what we think something is, or fear. You know, we fear things. Fear is when you don't understand, when you don't know something. A lot of times we'll fear making a decision because we don't understand the process. Just like tonight, I really, you know, just kind of lumped in DPS or whatever that is along. I kind of lumped all of them in together, and I just heard the nightmare stories of how, you know, one department gets all in your business. They want to know if you buy a stick of gum. You know, it's just like really intense. And then once, and I heard they're like roaches, that department. Once you let them in your life, that's it. You can't get rid of them. You know, it's like you can't get rid of them. They're always in your business. And so I've always had this wall up because I was like, and I've never been on assistance, but I just always kind of lumped child support and all that in together. And I just never wanted to connect myself to that thing. So Minister LaDon, thank you so much for making it very clear that generally someone that's getting government assistance is always connected to child support, but someone that's getting child support may not always be connected to government assistance. So there is a difference, and I thank you for that information. Is there any last words that you would like to?
You must have watched the movie Claudine.
Yes, that's my favorite. That is one of my favorite all-time movies. I know. Why is that? I don't know. Maybe because it was just so realistic. I was a kid when that movie came out, and I don't know if anyone listening in knew anything about the Century Drive-In. They used to be on Century, and I think that was Century and Prairie or something, and we used to go and watch movies there and listen to the airplanes go over. But I watched Claudine at that drive-in, and I was a kid, and I just remember being very fond of this movie with this single mom trying to juggle and manage and get her kids through. So you're right, Minister LaDon. That was definitely the movie that inspired that I don't want to be on government assistance.
Yeah, because
it was an inspiration. I know. So, I mean, you know, when you think about it, hindsight, that was an inspiration to me because that was my inspiration point. I didn't want you to tell me I couldn't have a man, a toaster, or a stick of gum. You know, just leave me alone. So,
yeah.
Oh, gosh, but it's been a blessing tonight. We appreciate those who have called in and listened in. We hope that those who ask questions, that you got your questions answered. We are excited, myself and Minister LaDon, because we're looking to bring more shows like this to our listening audience because these things are just, they're needed. We need the facts. We need to talk to the experts. We need to be able to get questions answered so we can make intelligent decisions. Child support is not for everybody, and that's what we learned tonight, that it may not work for you. It may not be something that you really need or that you feel, you know, and I've heard people try to make me feel guilty for not filing child support because they say it's not about you, it's about the child. And I get that concept, but I'm just saying, you know, do what works for you. There's no traditional rules or policies that say as a single parent, male or female, that you have to file child support. There's no policy that says that you don't have to file. So, you know, just do, get the information, get the facts, and then do what's best for you and your children as it pertains to caring for them and providing a future for them. Amen.
Amen, amen. And yes, thank you all for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed the show. We hope that you were able to have a little fun with us along the way as well. And, you know, again, we try and bring topics that are relevant to every single person, you know, that can really, it is a broad range and can be useful in everybody's life. You know, thank God Coach D and I are friends, and we do have these type of conversations, which brings about shows like this. So, again, we hope that you were able to enjoy the show. Child support is something that touches each and every last one of us from one end of the prism to the next. So it doesn't matter how much money you make, as we learned tonight, or how much money you don't make. But like Coach D said, make sure that you're taking care of that child and that you and the other parent are offering the best that you can do for that child because the child didn't ask to be here. Amen.
Amen. Well, again, we thank our listening audience. I want you to stay tuned for Women to Women for the month of April. We're going to be coming out with some dynamic topics, some of those hard topics. You know, and we're just saying, hey, tune in. This is the show is called Woman to Woman, but we're finding that some of these topics are not just gender-based. They're so not gender-based. So we want to, you know, just kind of encourage our male listening audience, don't be swayed away because the title of, you know, our title is Woman to Woman, because we are talking about topics that affect men just as well as it affect women. We're going to be talking about topics about dealing with STDs. And is there life afterwards? And child support. We're going to be talking about other type of assistance and supports. We're going to be talking about CPS and what you know. We're going to get you some information. We're going to try to get you the experts to get those questions answered. That you know those hard to get answered questions for you, so that you could begin, like I said, to make intelligent decisions, informed decisions. So again, we thank you for tuning in, and we just pray that you will continue to support and listen in on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. and on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. as you continue to support the MCD Network. Know that you are so loved and appreciated, and we look forward to being with you again next Tuesday.
Good night.
Good night.
Woman to woman.
Woman to woman. Songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy. Songs of life. Sing it again. Woman to
woman,
man, songs of life we bring. Songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman.
Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Now woman to woman, songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs.